Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
It's a great Wednesday morning.
Oh, let me turn on the right mic, Ed.
There we go.
There you go.
That's a good Wednesday morning. Now it's even better.
So I'm really stoked because we have a duo in studio, Fellow Robot. They're based out of Long Beach, and they are dropping the first part to a three-volume series of albums to be released throughout the next several months. The first volume, The Robot's Guide to Music, Volume 1, is out on Friday. We're going to hear some songs live off of that release. Then we'll chat with them a little bit, but let's just get right into it. This is a song taken from the record, I'm With You. It's Fellow Robot live at a Pearl Street studio.
I spent hours getting ready for our night in the city. I came to your door in the pouring rain, and you let me in. Did I ever tell you I started to love you then? In the light of the cafe, I spent hours watching you play. And miss you when you're away. I will be here for you every day. And everywhere we go, if anyone wants to know, they will know. I'm with you, I'm with you. My broken glass of wine, I smile for all the perfect ways we spend our time. And everywhere we go, if anyone wants to know, they will know.
I'm with you. Fellow Robot live at our Pearl Street studio.
That's why we do live music here, man. Wow. That was beautiful. That was beautiful stuff, man.
I'm going to clap for myself because I'm very proud.
Mike, you were killing it. And Anthony, just so expressive and emotive. Your vocals, you know, they just... I felt it. I felt the energy, the raw energy in there.
Thank you.
What's that song about? Is that for a particular person?
Yeah, you know, I wrote that song with a group of friends back in 2012 for a very dear friend of mine, Jen, and we played it at her wedding. And yeah, and we wanted to put it on the record. And
great wedding song.
Oh, man.
I'm going to steal that.
Or you can
Do you guys play us. Weddings?
Yeah, or just hire us.
I might hire you.
We will play anything. Does it pay?
If you're just tuning in, it's Fellow Robot. They're based in Long Beach, and they are dropping The Robot's Guide to Music Volume 1 this Friday. It's going to be the first of three guides.
Yeah, like the Star Wars series. It's like, you know,
absolutely.
Exactly. Mm.
No, that would be Robot's Guide to Music Volume 4, 5, and 6. Then later, they would go and do 1, 2, 3, right?
Well, that'll be the Human's Guide to Robots, which will be more electronic music. Yeah. No, serious, we're going to have a second trilogy with more electronic music.
This guy's got it all.
Okay, yeah. Anthony, I got to ask you. First, just that Gibson looks old. Tell me about it.
Oh, well, I think Mike would do a better job since it's his.
It's mine. It's
Mike, tell me about it.
It's a 1964 Gibson J50. Found it on the wall at Guitar Center many years ago for a paltry sum.
Wow.
And then I bought it.
What does paltry mean again?
Oh, it means inconsequential. It was chump change.
Not a lot.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great news.
There you go.
Yeah, it's awesome. Love it.
Yeah, I love this guitar.
It has character.
Yeah, character. That's character. Yes, that's the operative word.
Character.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the concept behind this, because it's a concept record.
Absolutely.
Right. So tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it started with a book that I'm writing called The Robot's Guide to Music.
You're writing a book?
Yes. I'm almost done with the first draft and then, you know, start editing it, and hopefully it comes out around the same time as Volume 3 drops in April.
So what's the book about?
It's about a 140-year-old smoking robot.
This is great.
The story starts in the future, 2069, and Earth is overcome by robots made by his human brother, Frank Jensen, of Jensen Eternity. Now, these phobots are just destroying the world, and music has been banned. And Fellow Robot, this is his last-ditch effort to save the humans through music.
Wow.
I am digging this.
Whoa. That's insane.
Yeah. It's first of all, incredible imagination. Incredible imagination.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you have a passion for sci-fi.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so that is really all over this record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this is a very human record. The concept with Fellow Robots singing these songs, there are multiple songwriters in the novel and the story. So he goes back in time and retells his story through music to the musician that has flown from Earth to station FR-29. So kind of like The Giver, how, you know, he transcends, you know, his memories. It's similar to that, but through song. And it takes it starts back in 1929 when he's first created, up until where he's left, you know, just kind of mutilated in space.
So I guess the operative question is, where do you get your shrooms, man?
Actually, a nice guy in Long Beach.
Right on.
Yeah, no.
Because man, this is some beautiful wild stuff. I'm in, buddy. I'm in. You
know, nailed it right on the head, bro.
I would honestly read this. So when it's ready, when you're putting it out in the world, I got to get my hands
on
it.
We will send you a copy.
I'm really excited about it. You know, so this character, Fellow Robot, man, is just such a magical being. And, you know, his first function is to smoke cigarettes and to make the humans back then appreciate him and not be scared of him.
So that was a way to humanize him?
Absolutely. In fact, in history, they did do that with robots at the World's Fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can think of Electro and then even older ones back in...
It's like, very misleading because it's probably not going to give him lung cancer, so...
It doesn't. He absolutely loves cigarettes.
He is immune to cancerous entities.
If you go to the robotsguidetomusic.com, you can read the prologue.
Oh, we're there.
Of the book.
We're there. Say that again.
The Robot's Guide to Music.
Dot com. Can you read us an excerpt later?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Nice. But first, I want to ask you another kind of related question because you guys are putting out, so the volume one is 11 songs, a full length album coming out on Friday. This is, you know, if you're just tuning in, Fellow Robot, they are a duo from Long Beach. They're putting out the first part of this series. So you also have The Robot's Guide to Music Volume 2 and 3 pretty much, you know, set and ready to go. You've recorded about 50 songs for this project in all. How do you have time to do that and write a sci-fi novel?
Oh, man. I feel like the music and the story go hand in hand. And if I get lost with the story, I turn to the music. If I get lost with the music, I turn back to the story. It's this weird...
It's an odd dynamic, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is. And I really enjoy it. I mean, this is the project that I feel like I've been wanting to do forever. So I'm really excited. There's so much story and backstory into these songs, both human and robotic. It's pretty cool, you know? Like, these are my memories, but they are also his.
I've told Zach a million times, man, I love this segment because we meet geniuses like
this. Yeah, the creativity is insane.
Right on.
All right, so let's hear another song, if you don't mind playing us another one from the forthcoming record.
You got it.
What is this called?
This one is called Son of Fire. Dual meanings. It's about my son, but Fellow Robot, it's about his brother.
Okay.
So.
All right. Take it away, guys.
Wow. 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 Yeah. So let me just, may I?
Please, Ed, I'm speechless.
Mike.
Yes.
You own so much skill in that guitar, dude.
I was just going to say we need to give Mike some love because you are the perfect, you're just layering the perfect lead guitar over these tunes.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That's super kind of you.
Oh, man. Thank you.
No, thank you.
It's such a blessing to work with him. It's such a blessing. He's, oh, man.
How'd you guys meet?
We met through a friend named Nani. He's in a band called Bundy, and we just met through him, just kind of randomly got a beer, and he tagged along. I tagged along, and
we got to talking about Star Trek, and the rest was history.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Now, the original Star Trek, right? Yeah.
Oh, more of a next-gen guy, but okay. I grew up on the original. Yeah. I love it. I appreciate it. The philosophy is amazing.
Right?
Sure is.
Continues on into next-gen. I'm a big fan of Voyager. Yeah. I know some people have feelings about that, but I don't share them.
Deep Space Nine is my favorite, actually.
I'm so lost right
now.
Best show. I am so in the dark.
Hey, guys! We're a bunch of nerds over here. Hey, what's up, guys? You want to talk about Trek? Welcome to our Star Trek podcast.
Here, let me do the Vulcan neck pinch on myself.
My dad actually had me watch every single... What, they were movies, right? Were there movies?
Yeah.
The first, with Kirk.
With Kirk, there were six of them.
He had me watch all of them.
Right.
All generations. Right.
That's a cool dad.
I really like The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah. I love it.
That was so good.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish Ricardo Montalban would have talked about rich Corinthian leather, though. I love those commercials.
What do you think of... I'm sure you must have seen the new season of Black Mirror and that one that kind of that played with
such
Star
a great
Trek.
Episode.
How great was that episode?
I was so happy, and I loved the trappings of it. AI computer game framework. I thought it was really clever because when it started, I was like, "How are they doing this?"
Oh man,
Ed, you need to watch this.
I do need to watch that.
Westworld-esque episode. With the fact that they clone people.
Yeah.
Right.
It's disgusting.
It's great.
That was so gross. Oh.
Yeah, just taking like something that someone throws away in the trash can. You grab that. You at home, he's able to put it in this little Petri dish and create a clone of them.
And that's like very real world. That's how they confirmed the Golden State Killer, right? Where they like waited outside until he threw a styrofoam cup or something.
And then they got the DNA off of that.
DNA. Right. Yeah. So now I'm abjectly terrified. I'm shaking in my boots over here. What are they going to do with my discarded Starbucks cup?
You are fine, but they will create another you that's going to be in permanent eternal torture.
See, I'm a music robot.
That's why I'm not sending anything to Ancestry.com. I'm sorry. I don't care to know all that stuff, man. I don't need to know anything, man.
23andMe is going to get you, man.
Cheaping my DNA.
Just spit in this tube, Ed.
Oh, man.
Nothing will happen. All right, so if you're just tuning in, we are having lots of fun with Fellow Robot. They're from Long Beach, and they are putting out the first album of a three-part series. It's called The Robot's Guide to Music, Volume 1. It's releasing this Friday. We heard a couple songs live in studio taken from that album, I'm With You and Son of Fire. All of this music kind of goes hand-in-hand with a sci-fi novel that Anthony here is writing. And would you honestly read us a short excerpt?
I would love to. Yeah, I should have been getting that ready.
No, that's so okay. Cool. That's okay. We can fill, man. We got to,
absolutely.
Mike can fill time to be sure. Man.
You're going to want to lower the lights on this one. Sit back, relax, hear the dulcet tones of Anthony.
All right. So this is the prologue of The Robot's Guide to Music, the novel.
Okay.
All right. Christmas Day, 2069. I remember the first cigarette I ever lit, every detail of every drag. I miss how the smoke billowed through my circuits, coating my copper wires and relays. Nicotine, my favorite hygroscopic alkaloid, excited my relays and interacted with all of my parts without the decay that I would witness of my fellow humans over the decades. I was grossly excited to light my first cigarette, even though I had no understanding of the practice. I would soon smoke more than any humanoid being on Earth. Back then, I could light up to 1,000 cigarettes a day. Any day, rain or shine. I took care of the humans, even though they were frightened of me, and even though I took part in their destruction. For many years, my primary function was to burn small sticks of tobacco. Any ex-smoker will tell you the desire is always there, and even now in my current disjointed form,
I crave my old friend. Smoking made me feel alive, and back then, smoking comforted the humans to see me as a fellow and not a foe.
Who was paying for all those cigarettes? Yeah. That's expensive.
This book is not sponsored by the Philip Morris agents.
It sure isn't. His creator, Jonathan. But right. back in the 30s, everyone smoked.
Right. Everybody.
Right.
So babies.
So
right.
People.
The military was giving free cigarettes to its to everyone in service.
Say, yeah. Buddy, you need to light up.
So where's that prologue? What website again?
That is on therobotsguidetomusic.com.
Awesome. Hmm. Man, I can't wait for the whole thing to come out.
You guys are great, man.
So kind.
Yeah, you guys live in a world of your own. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you bring it to us, and you make our lives more interesting.
Yeah. It's all a form of escapism.
Absolutely.
For us.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to quit smoking. Should I not read this book?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I did. I quit a couple kidding. Years ago. I would never. I'm just kidding. I would never quit.
I would never quit.
This. I mean, the book, while Fellow Robot does love cigarettes, he does not encourage humans to smoke them.
Mm. It's an important distinction.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a question for Mike, man. You sound like such an old soul on the guitar, man.
Thank you.
You know, really, like where do you draw from? Who were you listening to growing up?
So when I was a kid, I wasn't really allowed to have the devil's music. Really, I wasn't allowed to have anything that wasn't like gospel.
Right.
But then I found out that the dial on my TV in my room could get MTV, and so I listened to, I found punk rock, and I was like, oh, this is fine.
Right.
But Angus Young of AC/DC and Malcolm as well for rhythm, I was a big fan of Stevie Ray Vaughan. I love, like, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters.
Right, and that's, that
Tom Waits
comes
is my
through,
favorite
dude.
Thing in the world. Thank you.
That comes through.
Players like Nels Klein from Wilco, Jessica Dobson from Deep Sea Diver. There are so many amazing musicians out there right now. Like, it's impossible not to be influenced by all of them. But all that old stuff. I love that.
Dude, you have a great, great, great sound and feel for it.
Don't that make my brown eyes blue? Very much.
So where'd you grow up?
Pennsylvania. I grew up in rural.
Rural.
That's an impossible word to say, huh? Glad I brought it out on the radio. I grew up in York, Pennsylvania.
That's who we're blaming for the election, I think, isn't it?
Is that anywhere? No. Is that anywhere near Scranton?
No, it's no. Scranton is like. Four hours to the
you're in the northeast corner.
West. Where we're in the south central or south central Pennsylvania.
South central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, represent.
Reppin', man. South central.
I grew up there my whole life, which is obvious from everything I've said before. I don't know why I'm repeating myself, but here we are. I grew up there.
I would have never known.
Yeah,
I would have never known.
Oh, I'm a SoCal kid myself.
Mm, he's so cool, too.
Raised in Temecula. Yeah.
There you go.
He's a sunglasses indoor kind of guy.
it's okay. It was nice growing up, but it's kind of not my cup of tea.
So how do you guys like Long Beach?
Love Long Beach.
Can't get enough of it. I live downtown, and it is a lovely delight. Why are you laughing at me?
Both were so enthusiastic.
We talked about this before. Let's not talk bad about the places we live.
No, it's great. we do a lot of the recording out at Luis's studio. Yeah, he's the drummer and co-producer for the project.
Another genius.
Yeah, he's the drummer, mixer, and producer of the project. And we record half of the tracks out there. You know, I do the acoustics out in my my house. And then bring them to him, and we just bring in all these great musicians. We have like 14 different musicians on the Robot's Guide to Music, Volume 1. And
it's delightful. I get to work with so many wonderfully talented people.
So it's just so many great musicians in Long Beach, bands. I love it out there.
And all of them are very good looking, which is the weird thing.
It seems to be an entertainment hub of good looking people.
Are there any robot performers on the album?
Technically, I have a bunch of guitars all named after Star Wars characters. So I've got a blue one that's R2 and a gold one named 3PO. Working on a Darth. I've got a Chewie. I've got a...
This is just too good.
I'm a big dork.
So do you fall on one side or the other in the Star Wars, Star Trek debate?
I've always been more of a Trek guy.
Likewise.
Especially when I discovered TNG.
Then why are you naming all of your guitars after Star Wars characters?
Well, do you know how weird... Oh, this is Guinan.
And this is...
This is Data.
Meet Chekhov.
This is Worf. My guitar. This is Chekhov.
Maybe for the next...
this has
albums.
Nuclear wake-ups.
Yeah. Oh, God. I always felt that was weird. Like, this is my guitar Beverly Crusher.
All right. So Star Wars has better guitar names.
Dude, but his C-3PO is what he calls it. It's just gold from Shelton Electronics.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And like the knobs and everything are like red, like C-3PO's like innards. Like,
perfect.
Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I go hard and then I go home. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? I really dig these guys.
I'm having a great time, man.
You all suck.
Having a great time.
All right. Well, let's. Unfortunately, we have to make room for the next show. So let's say goodbye with an actual studio recording, a single from the forthcoming record. Which one shall we play?
Let's do "Become the Sky." We just had an awesome music video drop from Sneak Thief Media. You should check it out on YouTube. And we have a bunch of music videos coming out. Really cool animations. You're going to want to see them.
You're going to love it.
Fellow Robot, they just dropped a music video to this single you're about to hear called Become the Sky. Go check it out. Also, make sure to grab their full album, Robot's Guide to Music Volume 1, dropping this Friday. Where can people follow you online?
You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, our website, therobotsguidedmusic.com, and Facebook, which we don't really use because those are the bad faux robots that are on that.
Hit us up on LinkedIn. I've got a Prodigy account ready and waiting for your emails.
Absolutely.
Venmo?
Absolutely.
Please give us Venmo money. Are you kidding me? Yes. Right.
They just pay you in gold bricks, really. I think that's the way Venmo works.
We're a cryptocurrency guy.
All right. Anthony, Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
All right. This is Become the Sky, fellow robot. On KX93.5.
All right.
She sank away.